Along the streets of downtown Cedar Rapids, mounds of water-damaged household goods are waiting to be hauled away. Molding carpets, bloated couches, rows of refrigerators, and piles of silt-stained insulation. The city council's decided to demolish at least 300 homes too dangerous to enter. Another 1,700 in the floodplain may be razed once residents salvage what they can. University of Iowa tests on the sludge left behind by the flood have found contamination from sewage, industrial chemicals, and diesel fuel. Ryan Sunderman is the medical director at St. Luke's Hospital.
If you have to go into a building, protect yourself at all costs. We're seeing people come in. It's hot. People want to wear shorts, so they might put on some rubber boots. It's not enough. They need to be fully wrapped.
Storms and high water have killed 24 people and caused billions of dollars in damage to buildings and farmland since late May. More than 38,000 people are displaced, most of them here in Iowa. Cedar Rapids City Council has requested 500 trailers from the federal government to help those displaced. The city's manager says reimbursement from a federal buyout program could take as long as 18 months. Hundreds of out-of-town construction crews have arrived to help with rebuilding. Concerned about potential fraud, Cedar Rapids Police Chief Greg Graham is conducting criminal background checks and making sure skilled workers have proper liability insurance.
For the community, as you're getting contacted by these contractors or these outside vendors, ask to see their city ID. If they don't have a city ID, they have not been cleared through the city of Cedar Rapids with background checks. So don't employ them.
Tony Golobek owns a company that provides financing and business services to healthcare, telecommunications, and office equipment firms. Golobek came to Cedar Rapids 20 years ago and has no doubt the city will rebuild itself stronger than before.
You know, there is something that I would say very unique to American spirit, and that uniqueness is especially pronounced here in Midwest, places like Iowa, places like Cedar Rapids. And that uniqueness is reliance on self-help. We're not going to wait on anybody else to help us. We're going to be here trying to help ourselves. And if somebody else wants to help us, great. But, you know, we're not counting on anybody. We're doing it ourselves.
Scott Stearns, VOA News in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.